Welcome to Vino and Vinyl right here at Chubby's.
DJs play songs from 45s and LPs that customers bring during Vino and Vinyl Night at this bar and grill on Macomb's Courthouse Square. The monthly event is a fundraiser for local nonprofits. Vino and Vinyl Night is also a way to bring more people into this restaurant for a meal and drinks. But Chubby's has seen its customer base shrink in recent years.
We're nervous, we're scared, we don't pay ourselves just to get through, and it's frightening.
Tammy Yates owns the restaurant with Chad Hunziker. They have good reason to be frightened. Enrollment at Western Illinois University topped 11,700 when Chubby's opened 7 years ago. Now it's down to 7,600. The decline is a double whammy for Hunziker. He spent 2 decades in the rental business and says he has more empty homes than ever before.
You go from extending your loan payments to interest-only loans.
The businesses depend on WIU students and employees. So does the city. It has a 1 cent sales tax to pay for road repairs and other infrastructure projects. Macomb started collecting the tax 7 years ago, about the same time Chubby's opened. The first few years, the tax generated around $2 million per year. As enrollment fell, so did revenue. Mayor Mike Inman says last year the city collected $1.6 million.
So yeah, I think you can pretty easily draw a parallel between those two things occurring.
The economic trials the city, Yates, and Hunziker face underscore the idea the state created the university system not just to educate students, but also to provide economic and cultural opportunities throughout Illinois. Chris Merritt says people understood this even in the late 1800s when various communities fought to get the university.
Even, you know, over 100 years ago, people understood that state investment in higher education was going to be a plus for their local economy and their local workforce.
Merritt is director of the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs, which is headquartered on Western's Macomb campus.
If we were really interested in future economic development in downstate Illinois, we would be investing in the future workers and business owners, which happen to be today's students.
Western also provides opportunities for people to engage in cultural activities, such as this community staging of the musical Oliver. Billy Clough is the interim provost at Western. He's normally the dean of the College of Fine Arts and Communication. Clough says there's no doubt public universities bring cultural opportunities that otherwise might not exist in small-town Western, Eastern, and Southern Illinois.
I mean, I think that an institution to survive, public institutions have to give back. That was the reason they were created. That's the reason that we are here.
Back at Chubby's, Chad Hunziker says he's optimistic the university can eventually attract more students.
But it takes years to get that turnaround to really be significant for us. But yes, I do. I do think we're heading in the right direction.
Hunziker and partner Tammy Yates point out WIU has new leadership. An acting president runs the day-to-day operations, and there is a new board of trustees. They say they just hope their businesses can hang in there long enough to profit from the potential turnaround. Rich Ugger reporting.